Hi, my name's Richard, and I'm going to talk to you about the Bemminster Tunnel, which is located on the A3066, which is the main road that runs north of Bemminster. It cuts across, or rather I should say it cuts under, the West Dorset Escarpment, which is a really steep kind of escarpment ridge that runs to the north of Bemminster. It kind of encloses the town, really. And the interesting thing about this tunnel, really, is how old it is. Because it was built nearly 200 years ago. In fact, in 10 years' time, it should be more or less celebrating the 200th anniversary of its construction and completion. And it's one of the oldest tunnels of its type that you can find in Britain. It's, in fact, the only pre-railway tunnel of its type that's still in use today. And really a feat of engineering. I thought, actually, before recording this, that it had been the work of Brunel, but obviously I'd got my history wrong, and in checking my facts, I realised that it was actually undertaken by an engineer who worked alongside Brunel's father, and certainly, therefore, predates the work of the great Isambard Kingdom Brunel. But certainly, if you look at the architectural design and detailing of it, you'll see things which are referenced in the later engineering projects of the great Brunel himself. I think it's a good example, really, of the idea of kind of mastering the landscape, of controlling and dominating the landscape, which was really, I suppose, quite prevalent at the time. Increasingly technology was allowing us to travel the world, to build better roads and tunnels and bridges, and this tunnel particularly greatly improved the links between the coast down at West Bay and the interior to the north, by reducing the gradient of the road, allowing them to build a much better route. And of course, all of this predated cars. So, the job of crossing the escarpment back in those days was much different than it is today. But I think there's also, a contrast here. And, unfortunately, there's quite a sad history in more recent years, particularly. I mean, even in the construction of this tunnel, somebody died, sadly. One of the workers died just a few days before it was open, and there's a memorial stone to mark this. But sadly, this unfortunate history has been repeated with another landslide that took place in 2012, where very sadly two people who were driving were hit by a landslide and their car was completely submerged. And I think it just really reminds us a little bit about the fragility of man. We're not really masters of nature at all, and at the end of the day, the forces of nature are superior to us, and we should always remember that. And unfortunately, sad events such as that happened in 2012 really bring that home.